Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Now, who's taking the stand?
That would be one Meredith.
What,
the
hello?
Mer.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good? You don't like that?
Mer. There you go.
Okay, she doesn't like her intro. We will work on that. Yes. If you've ever had a question that you want to ask Meredith, and normally it would be rude, the answer would be like, mind your business. Right now, plead the fifth. It is time to ask those questions, and only one time can she tap out and plead the fifth. And I will say Meredith is always pretty reluctant to do that.
Yeah.
I think out of the three of us, you're probably the one that pleads the fifth the least.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect you for that.
Thank you.
So Orlando's out. So I'll ask two questions. Buck has one question. And my first one for you, Meredith.
Uh-oh.
What? There's got to be something. What is on your bedroom bucket list? The bedroom bucket list. Something that you want to do, that you want to try.
Oh, gosh.
And we know you're a married woman, so it could be with your husband.
Uh-huh. We're not talking about new sheets either.
Okay,
we want.
I can't get out of the question easily.
You can by hitting the little button.
A bucket
but
list.
It leaves you wide open for more questions.
It would be really tough to kind of go about this the right way without hurting your relationship, but I think maybe having a little fun inviting somebody in the bedroom.
A little menage a trois?
Yeah, but I don't know how to accomplish this without, because, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and we hear all these stories like that and how detrimental it can be to your relationship. And most of them, not all, sometimes it works, but it can really just tank your relationship and your marriage. So
it can. Or if done right, it could add a little spice.
Spice, yeah. I don't know.
Would it be with another girl or another guy?
I'm thinking another girl. Mm-hmm. But here's – what is that?
I'm hoping so.
But it's selfish, but I want to have fun. But
right.
Anthony can't have too much fun.
He can't have too
he
much fun.
He can enjoy and watch – and he can have a little fun, but he can't have as much fun as me. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
You're okay. A selfish lover.
I am. But he can.
It's your bucket list.
It
so
is my bucket list.
You get to control it.
That sounds like fun.
Okay, so the menage with possibly another lady?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like it'd be intriguing.
Okay. All right, Buck, what you got?
All right, Meredith. So this Thanksgiving, I noticed how much I ate, and it was a lot, as we all do. Have you ever had to tell your husband, Anthony, that maybe he has eaten too much or any other body-altering advice to him maybe he needs to go on a diet or
Like
the
he was
gym.
Getting a little fluffy or
something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Have you ever had that conversation with him?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever had – he's very body conscious.
He's a workout guy.
He likes to work out.
Yeah.
So do I. It's happened to both of us. He's seen
it happens.
Me yo-yo, especially with pregnancy and stuff like that. And he's always kept his mouth shut.
Okay.
Besides the fact that, when are you going to get back into maybe going back into the gym? That's the only thing he's ever said to me. And I feel like it's the same for me with him. We don't really pick on each other just because we're so self-aware.
So you've never had to have that conversation, that when are you going back into the gym conversation? Like kind of tiptoe around it? No?
No. And it's just because I've been in relationships. Like I have had an ex-boyfriend literally drop me off at the gym before and point at the gym, be like, do you know what this place is? And so I've had people pick on me. It's hilarious.
Well, Christmas, you get an LA Fitness membership.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're welcome.
Hey, as a husband, there's no other way to break it to you except for, hey, yo, you see that building over there?
Yeah, it's not a good one. So that was an ex for a reason. But anyway, I know if what it feels like to be picked on about your weight. And I would never want to do that. So.
Okay. All right. And you know what? Anthony is a fitness guy. He works
he does
out.
Keep up with
as
everything.
As long as we've known each other, I've never really seen him let himself go
ever.
Or anything like
ever.
That.
Ever. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
All right. So, Meredith, I want to go back.
Oh, God.
I want to go way back.
Take it back.
I want to know, who was your first love and what happened? What happened to that relationship? How old were you?
Okay.
Where were you? Who was he? And how'd you mess it up?
I did not mess this up. Okay, so my very first love, his name was Bo Rossi.
Bo.
Bo Rossi.
Bo Rossi. He sounds like a rodeo clown.
A wrestler.
And it was, we went to high school together. I wasn't allowed to date till I was in high school, guess what? I started dating right away. He was my first boyfriend. We didn't start like doing too many things until like 8 or 9 months into said relationship. And I was just head over heels. I thought this was the one. I loved everything about him. And I thought he loved everything about me.
Uh-oh.
Until
what'd you do, Bo?
I caught him cheating.
Bo!
Bo was cheating on me like a lot.
A lot? Bo.
Yeah, I know. So I was on the cheerleading squad. He was a swimmer and a bunch of stuff. So he had like an awesome body. Well, then I saw him park in the back of the school and I was trying to meet him. And then I saw one of my cheerleaders get out from the back of seat of his car because they had just
the
hooked
back
up.
Back seat, huh?
I can't believe this.
Damn,
yeah.
Bo.
It was done.
And then fast forward into college. I hadn't heard from this man in forever. He calls me out of nowhere. And it was like at 10 o'clock at night. I'll never forget this. He goes, "Hey, Meredith, I know we haven't talked, but I got to tell you something. My girlfriend of 2 years, I swear I was just about to propose, and I just walked in on her with another dude. And it just happened, but I had to call you and tell you how sorry I was because I treated you like that, and it just happened to me."
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, karma. Anyway, so, yeah, that happened.
Did you and Bo ever circle back after that conversation? No.
No. No, he was in Gainesville at that time.
Okay.
When you left or
something.
All right.
So. All right. Well, she has answered 3 questions from the room. Now it's on you guys. What do you want to ask Meredith? Give us a call or shoot us a text right now, 888-429-0941, and we're going to take your question right after this. It is Plead the Fifth Time, the Meredith edition. She's already answered 3 questions reluctantly. I asked her about her bedroom bucket list. She says she wants to potentially bring in a third person for her and her main, a little menage.
Her main.
My mom's not listening.
Hopefully mom's not listening. Buck, what'd you ask about?
About weight gain. Like if she's ever had to tell her man to
That's
tighten
right.
up.
Mm. Yep. And she said, no, Anthony has not gotten a little fluffy. He's a workout guy.
Yeah.
I'll give him all the credit in the world for that. And then I asked her about her first love and what ended it. It was Bo. Bo.
Bo.
Mr. Bo.
Yes.
He was hooking up with the cheerleaders in the back of the car.
He was.
And Meredith caught him red-handed. Oh, Meredith.
Ugh,
so now it's on you guys. 888-429-0941. You can call or you can text in your questions. We got one out the 727. It says, Meredith, if Anthony was to give you a hall pass, who would you use it on who's not a celebrity?
Oh, a hall pass?
Hall pass.
A celebrity at all? Probably someone he wouldn't find out about because I wouldn't want him to know. But
he gave you permission.
Right, exactly. But I don't want him to. It would be probably somebody he would know, maybe.
Mm. Okay.
And you don't want him to find out.
Yeah.
Right?
So who would it be?
Somebody we know. I don't know.
That's not an answer. Somebody we know.
What kind of answer is this to this question?
Nah. You got to pick somebody. If Anthony gave – well, let me reread the question.
Okay.
If Anthony was to give you a hall pass,
uh-huh,
who would you use it on, not a celebrity?
Mm.
And there's actually 2 different texts about hall passes. So the people want to know.
Not a celebrity, so I can't pick like a football player or something?
Nah, they're
like
famous.
In town?
They're
I'm not like a Tom Brady or something?
No, that's –
because he's single.
That's
get
very much
here.
A celebrity. You do have your Plead the Fifth available.
No, I'm going to pick somebody. I don't know. It wouldn't be somebody that I would name and somebody that you guys would know. Probably somebody I follow on IG that I think is hot. You know, maybe
just
an average person that nobody would know. Not a celebrity. I can't name somebody. Seriously, it would just be somebody,
so
some guy that's in my DMs.
So the answer is a stranger. The answer is a complete stranger.
Somebody that would be sliding in my DMs, and it would just be convenient, and he would give me a hall pass, and then we'd pretend it never happened and keep going on with our lives.
All right. All right. We'll let you get away with that halfway
whatever,
answer.
Whatever, Meredith, whatever.
Somebody in my DMs.
All right.
Your DMs, by the way, are getting flooded right now.
All right, Meredith. So someone texted this in, and it's actually a great question. Something that everybody wants to know.
What?
Meredith, how much do you weigh?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, man.
Fuck.
I'm going to get this little button ready.
After asked all the questions in the world.
Yeah, and after Turkey Day, go ahead.
Well, I didn't have it weighed myself after Thanksgiving. That's a dumb idea.
All right, I'm going to add 5 or 6 to whatever you say. All right.
Do I want to say the actual number on air? Oh, God. I could.
You could.
I could.
You could.
Okay, the last time I weighed myself. Oh, I don't know if I should do this. Okay. Last, I'm going to plead the fifth.
You're going to plead the fifth? Really, on the weight thing? Wow.
I plead the fifth. Yeah. I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow, really? That really made you squirm, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I could say it.
You could. I mean, you don't have to now.
I don't like, I hate people knowing like the actual number. You know, people just be like, there's 1 something something or 2 something something. I don't want to be called that.
Wow.
Identified as my number.
Somebody text in out the 813. They want to know, what is the biggest fight you and Anthony have ever gotten into? What was it about? And has the D word ever been, the divorce word, ever been tossed out since you guys have been married?
Yes, we have had like some crazy arguments before. We've never thrown out divorce or the D word. I feel like if you actually, this is just my opinion, if you're going to say said word and you're going to use it, and you can't just be throwing that out there all the time. It's very heavy. I mean, you're breaking up an entire family. You can't just say that just because you're mad all the time. So no, we've never actually said that before. I take that very seriously. So if I was to ever say that, I would hope he would understand, like, I'm at my breaking point right now.
Okay.
But anyway, probably about the kids, probably about, you know, parenting and between COVID and the kids getting sick and just that mess being stuck at home. I would say that that was pretty much a crazy time in our relationship.
Y'all are getting on each other's nerves.
Oh, hell yeah. We're stuck in the house together. The kids are there too. Yes, I would say that that was definitely it.
Okay. All right. You made it. You used your plead the fifth on a light question. No pun intended.
Super light.
But you made it through, and now you get to boomerang one of those questions back on us.
I forget what the one was. What was the one that you asked, Avi?
I asked about the bucket list and about your first love.
Okay, sexual bucket list. Yeah.
I mean, I talk about mine all the time.
you gotta say something different, man.
But that's what it is. I just put it out in the atmosphere.
Hoping that it would come true.
Yeah, I want that menage.
Manifest it.
Yeah, and she knows. It is not a secret. But yeah, that would definitely be. I've done it before, never with my lady. So
just to bring one person in or two?
I'll start with one. I have to be greedy.
Okay.
Yeah. I would start with one, but it'd have to be like how you were saying. Oh, he could have fun, but not too much. Mm-hmm. No, I want to have all the fun. What about you, Buck?
Oh man, I can't believe I'm about to say this on the radio, but this is a reoccurring dream I've had ever since I was able to. So I'm in a room that's like padded, like mattresses, like. On the walls, the ceilings, the floors.
What's going on?
Like an insane asylum?
Yeah, it looks like that, right? And there's like 8 or 9 women all dressed up as like Princess Leia. And it's this like
Princess Leia?
Yeah.
With like the little buns?
Yeah. And it's like this huge Star Wars like
a Star
sexual...
Wars orgy?
In a padded room?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to Princess Leia?
You know it's going to go down.
That wow. Thing in padded room?
Okay.
Oh my God.
That took a turn for the worse.
I'm scared.
Well, that's it for the Freak Show forever. Wow, that was fun.
Orlando and the Freak Show.
Thank you, Buck, Meredith. You can go take a shower now. We're all feeling dirty.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.